Life is a brief candle to me. It's a sort of splendid torch, which I am permitted to hold for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it over to the future generation. George Bernard Shaw. It was 1993, and I found myself at a point where my inner light, my candle, was barely flickering. Worse yet, with each passing day, it seemed to me I was watching my children's inner lights becoming dimmer. That was a turning point for me. I just couldn't let that happen, and so I took the painstaking steps to end a long and turbulent marriage. The most important job I had at that time in my life was to be a parent and to give my children roots, to give them wings, to ensure that they had more light and love in their world than darkness, to ensure that their inner flames would continue to glow as brightly as possible. It wasn't an amicable divorce, and I knew it would be difficult at best. There are never any winners in the ending of any relationship. The sadness, the loss, extends far beyond just those directly affected. The casualty list extends to mutual friends of the partners, the extended family, and yes, even the children's relationships with friends and relatives. Everyone grieves a loss, whether it was a good relationship or not. Absolutely no one comes out the other side unwounded. It would take time to heal the scars, to find our footing again and be in a comfortable place in each of our worlds and within ourselves. At least it would be for me. I was scared, I was worried, I was unsure. My self-esteem was bruised, and I needed to find it in me to summon all the strength and courage and belief in myself that I could get through this time and out the other side a better person because of it. All I needed others to help me, and I needed others to help me fill my strength and courage cup from time to time and continue to believe in myself. A few years earlier, I think both unconsciously and insightfully, I've been preparing for that day. I think in my heart I recognized that ending of that chapter in my life was an inevitable. I felt so alone and knew my soul was suffering. I began a process of revisiting some of my core strengths from when I was younger that were constants then and kept me grounded in who I was, which helped me focus on redeveloping and reclaiming who I was, as well as bringing back some of the healthier ways of living, coping, and feeding my soul so it would flourish again. A way to replace and shed some of the lazier unhealthy habits I'd picked up through the marriage that really didn't reflect who I was and went against the grain of my soul. I found myself talking to God a lot more again, 24/7, constantly chattering as it seemed at times there was so much to process and deal with. Whether he was listening or not, it was someone to talk to. It was private, it felt safe, and no one could sit and judge me. I really centered myself back in my faith, and I headed towards a place I had always felt most comfortable, a safe haven, and one that brought me peace by joining a new church community. I got back into my running again a little at a time, which eventually grew to stepping farther out of my comfort zone by doing a few charity runs to help causes. Soon it was a 5K, then a 10K, 15K, half marathon, marathons, duathlons, and triathlons, with a goal of doing an Ironman. I joined a triathlon club with a group of warm, supportive new friends who didn't know my history, accepted and loved on me as I was, and who also had common goals of both being better people in life and giving back by helping and encouraging others to overcome. And I had the great honor of racing for a local running store. Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined these doors would open for me. For me, my racing was never about the competitiveness. It was centered on helping others and regaining Mary again. For me, somehow being an active participant, helping and watching others cross that finish line and see the flicker in their hearts and their eyes was the best feeling in the world. It was a hopeful and promising feeling. There's no greater joy than helping someone else. Little did I know that all I was transforming into being, the things I was doing from day to day now, the experiences I was having were quite possibly just preparing me for another path, another ways that I might face one day that might somehow play a role in literally physically saving my life, needless to say, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. There were seeds being planted in me I was completely unaware of, just by listening to an inner voice and letting it empower me to help keep trying to be a better person, and most importantly, mentoring healthier habits to my children by doing my best to exemplify overcoming heartache and challenges and turning negative times into positive times and opportunities. When the divorce was finalized, the road was still met with attempts by the very person I had so loved to continue to try to extinguish my flame by trying to undermine my character, my integrity, and take my dignity through various ways. It was a disheartening time when all we were trying to do was move on, move forward. It was a time when the reality really sunk into me that hurting people hurt people, sometimes intentionally and sometimes unintentionally. It was beyond my comprehension to understand it. It was just not the world I was raised in to hurt people in anyway. It just wasn't where my belief system stood. So I was so grateful I had my athletic abilities. I had my faith, and I had become grounded in a new foundation in life because it held me upright, and it held all three of us upright. The boys and I continued to grab life by the tail. We did all the things we had always wanted to do and dreamed of doing, camping, fishing, crabbing, skiing, skating, biking. And they both excelled in school and thrived in activities that fed their own inner flames. And we basked in fueling each other's flames. I worked full-time, and it was a demanding position, but we made the best of our family time. Life, for the very first time, was falling into place for all three of us. Healing was slowly taking place, and the darkness was going away. Our inner candles were burning irradiantly. It was work, but we were doing the work. We were doing it. In 1997, a flyer arrived in my mailbox for the Dublin Marathon in Ireland. It was a fundraiser for the Arthritis Foundation. I looked at it and I laughed and I threw it away. Another one came in the mail and I threw that one away. One night as I sat down to do the bills, there was yet another one sitting on my desk. And I thought, this is really weird. But maybe the boys brought in the mail or it was stuck to something. So I tossed it in the trash again and then something told me to pick it back up. The next thing I knew I was on the phone and asked if they still had room on the team. They had one or two spots. I paused, had a little inner conflict with myself, and to this day I'll never know what made me say, yes, count me in. And then the buyer's remorse set in. What am I doing? A full-time job? I can't leave my kids, my job. I can't afford this. I don't even like to fly. I haven't even been out of the country. But suddenly I didn't have a fear to fly. It was most unusual, yet it was a comforting feeling inside, like I'm just being called to do this. I had a mission to help a greater cause, a purpose to fulfill. I asked the boys what they thought and a resounding, do it, Mom. You have to do it. Like they were going to say no? I think secretly I was thinking they would. After the race, I made the best of it. I extended my time for a week and traveled nearly the entire island by bus and train. Right before I left for the race, I had found out that my great-great-grandmother was from Ireland and had come over on a boat during the famine years. I didn't know much about where she was from, only kind of a possible general area. While I was in town, when I was in the town that I believed she was from, I felt this uncanny presence, and it was unbelievably scary strong presence. It was kind of like what came over me when I accepted doing the race. But I really didn't know for sure where to start to look or even how to begin to figure anything out about her. Yet I felt this calling to be there. When I got on the plane home, there was a priest who visited with me on the first leg of the trip. I shared my story, and what he shared with me was almost like he was part of the greater master plan as well. The next leg, as I sat there alone, I cried and I thought, what is wrong with me? I so miss my children. I shouldn't be crying. I should be ecstatic more than anything. But I felt this emptiness I couldn't explain. The boys and I ended up returning several times to Ireland and each time discovered a new piece of the puzzle to grandmother's life, which I love, will we revisit in my blog. And just how amazing and how enlightening, how masterful I feel God's design in my life has been. So indeed, life was feeling brighter, it was happier, not to say we still didn't have tests and trials that come with everyday life, that come along through the wreckage of a divorce, with visitation, financial problems, making sacrifices for one another. But overall, all three of us were spreading our wings, overcoming challenges, experiencing new ways of life, how other people lived in other parts of the world, sharing in community events, giving back through charity work, and my youngest also got over his fear of flying. Wow. Yes, he was worse than I. And let me tell you, I was pretty bad. I will say to you, as you're listening to me though, if a seed is planted and it's meant to be, finding the resources and the ability to make it happen will present itself if you are open to really listening and believing. My oldest son was due to graduate from high school in 1999, and he would go off to college that fall, and life was going to change for all of us again. Yes, the infamous evolution of change in life, it never stops. My youngest son would also soon be entering high school, which was met with some concerns for me about him being challenged enough in the school he would attend if we stayed in the area. We were all also struggling a bit with too much past history, too many bad memories, and collectively we felt it might be a good time to widen our horizons a bit more. Even though I worked in the same city that I lived, it might just be a good window of time to make a clean break. I was also a single person now and who needed to look towards my own future as to what I would do once my youngest went off to college. So I was taking some college courses myself while working in hopes of improving my current employment status for all of us, or eventually expanding my job opportunities that might be more appreciative of my talents, skills, and abilities. Even though I love my job, as a single parent, I was concerned about the financial needs for helping my children attain their own personal goals. I was open to many ideas, moving to Ireland with my youngest for a year or after they both had gone off to college. I'd had a few unusual health issues come up and eventually was diagnosed with thyroid disease, so I felt maybe it was time for at least a change of new surroundings. Perhaps emotionally and mentally, it might help some of the stress I have felt from time to time dissipate. We all kind of felt it at times. A hard decision to make. My youngest would leave his friends. Everything would be new. A sense of security would be lost for both of us. But we felt it needed to happen. Oh yeah, it was scary. It was exciting. It was intimidating, but it felt right. Yes, I did. I questioned myself relentlessly. I wondered if I was being selfish. Did I have my children's best interests at heart? I also had been in the same town for over 30-some years, although I never dreamed I would end up staying that long. I, too, would be a little farther away from some of my very dearest longtime friends. But something told me if we don't break away, it will never happen, and the timing just seemed right. I don't know, maybe the Ireland travels were the boost we all needed to truly come into our own as a family and individuals. Maybe we realized there was a much bigger world out there to explore, and it wasn't so scary anymore. All three of us wanted more from life. We wanted our flame to grow as brightly as possible for all three of us. Life was good. Life was balanced, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. It was time. It would be a challenge, a new adventure, but it was time. Still, little did I know my life was about to change in one split second. Little did I know one misstep was going to change every single facet of my life, and once again that inner flame in me might be threatened to go out. Little did I know that all these past years of training were going to come into play by challenging me by racing a different Ironman of my life, possibly the Ironman of my life, an Ironman that would either break me or make me, one that had the potential to really test that very balance of life that I had worked so hard to regain within me, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically for myself and for my children. How very little did I know my athletic ability, that sum total of every challenge, every experience I've ever had and faced prior in life, and the skills and the talents and all the gifts that God had bestowed on me thus far in my life at the age of 42, were going to be asked to show up. They were going to be asked to be called on to perform. Little did I know what I was about to come, not only for me, but could attempt to rock every facet of my children's world, including my parenting skills, my confidence as a parent, and worse, their confidence in me. Little did I know how much strength, courage, and belief in myself that I would have to muster up again, and how much I was going to also need to really rely on others from time to time to fill and feed me with theirs. I was much more comfortable feeding other people with hope and encouragement than asking for it for myself. So very little did I really grasp that my life was not entirely in my hands, and that every single facet of my life was going to be tested during this Ironman race. That the next chapter in my life, our lives as a family, was going to be entering a school of life where the greatest lessons were going to present themselves, and I would be challenged by the most important questions in life. A chapter in the school of life that would be just as rewarding as it would be unforgiving and humbling at times. Nothing could prepare anyone for the starting line I was about to be at. But in hindsight, God couldn't have prepared me better by masterfully laying a foundation for me.